Oops. Can we move on now?
Alan for the stack.
Susie was on the stack.
I'm sorry, who was for the stack?
Susie Morrissey
and Alan.
Alan,
I'm sorry, but when you talk over each other, I can't get who's asking to speak. One person.
Susie.
Okay,
and
Susie,
Alan.
Go ahead.
And Alan.
And Alan, okay. Go ahead, Susie. Can you hear me, Susie? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. What I was asking is there seems to be a problem when certain people are speaking that their voice is muffled or the voice sounds an echo. Is anybody else hearing that or is that just me?
Well, some of it is that you need to mute, which is why you couldn't hear me because I was checking my mute. But if you mute when you're not talking, then it shouldn't happen.
Okay, no, I wasn't complaining about the mute. There's an echo, or you can't hear the people that when they're speaking. Can that? What is that? What is causing that, and why does that happen? Because it's not helping us to be able to see what these people are saying to us.
This is true, but I don't know how to change it.
And it's usually just speakerphone. And it's usually with certain people, so I don't know.
This is Julian again. I'm back on the call. You may have to flip back to a previous screen to bring up your call mute button again. I'm sorry, my call dropped, so I was just calling back in and see if there's any further questions. And thank everybody for the encouragement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alan for the stack.
I'm sorry, who is it? Susie?
Alan.
Or Teresa? Teresa, go ahead.
Alan.
Second time for Teresa.
Well, Teresa is responding to the fact that another board member attacked her comments, and I'm going to respond to it. You know, I have a perfect right
Chair,
to ask
I object.
Questions.
Chair, I object.
Good.
No one called anyone's name, so no one has a personal privilege.
Chair, take charge of this.
It sounds to me like a lot of people are exercising privilege without being acknowledged. What was the thing? I don't think we need any more animosity. We are all upset enough about this condition of the world. Please let us continue as we were with kindness toward all. Teresa asked to be on the stack, and I have Susie down too. I don't know who was first.
Susie already went.
Okay, well, I just want to say I feel I have a right to ask questions of the interim general manager. I feel this is a good time to take the opportunity because AT&T has been giving us a runaround. It's a good time to contact them and ask for a break. That might give them an incentive to assist us.
Mm-hmm.
While they're dragging their feet.
Okay. I, is there some? You had mentioned that before. Was there some?
I just did not appreciate the derogatory comment that was made about why I was asking the question.
Oh.
My right to ask the question. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Let me respond, please.
Yes. Go ahead.
I just want to be clear. I didn't make a derogatory comment, Ms. Allen.
It wasn't you.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
No, it was not you.
I'm going to talk to the staff and see how, if there's a way how, that I can move forward in that way because I wasn't asking them for mercy. I was asking AT&T for a solution consistent with our status. And to do that properly, to resolve it really requires one of their top technical people to come out and one of their top decision makers to come out. Well, that's really not possible now. under the current guidelines that I'm working with, we're working with NETA. But I'm going to follow up on your suggestion to just ask for mercy and see where we get with that. Let me talk to my staff. And the way I work it, because I don't know everything that's happened before, I'm not really trying to learn it. They give us collective input from them, from their perspective, and then we look for consensus. That's the way I run the staff. And so far, so good. But that's, I'm not unwilling to look into that and give you a report back next month and see what I can do in between.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else now? Anybody for the stack? Okay, can we move on? The next thing on the agenda is committee reports. Have any committees met?
Alan is speaking.
Yes.
The development and outreach meeting has not, and the next meeting has not been scheduled, and I have promised that we would have a brainstorming meeting to discuss ways to raise money without holding an event. So because I had not scheduled that, I had some people express an interest in the last meeting, so I would like to suggest that tomorrow at 4 o'clock, anyone that I will be happy to send a telephone conference number to people to the LSB, and if you would like to get on the call and just participate in a brainstorming session to come up with ideas, I will be happy to. I'll send that out, and then you can join the call and participate if you like.
This is like
no questions out, no criticism. 4 o'clock tomorrow Central, a brainstorming session.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Madam Chair,
point of order.
Wait a minute. Somebody else wanted to be on the stack. Who was that?
Sandra.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Did Alan make reference to a telephone conference? And if so, when will the number be available?
I will send the number out now to the LSB.
Okay, good.
And I remind people, don't use speakerphone because it causes echoes that drives everybody crazy.
Right.
I never use one, by the way.
Okay.
Good.
Madam Chair, other committees? Sandra and Dwayne.
Any other committees? Committee reports?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so this is sort of PMB and local stuff, but the Pacifica National Board is presently undergoing elections to the committees for the PMB members, and I anticipate getting a number and a code for convening the governance committee within the next 2 weeks. There was not much interest on the national level for governance. It's kind of like everybody thought that now that the bylaws amendment has been defeated, there was no interest in revisiting our bylaws. So I would just put it out there to everybody who's interested that the governance committee will be convened within the next 2 weeks. I will send out the email of the call-in and the code, and hopefully we can move forward on our governance. So thank you.
Thank you.
Alan, for the stack?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
You wanted me to tell you about who are the conveners of the meeting, of our KPFT meeting. So I can give you that information now.
Okay, go ahead.
Bill Crozier convened the first meeting of the Finance Committee, and I was selected as interim chair, and our next Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April the 20th at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we will be voting on the permanent chair at that time, not just the...
Okay, and how will people get a hold of you, or will you publish a phone number before that?
I will put that... well, people told me that they did not want that... number that I was criticized for putting the telephone conference out for the last meeting. I will be happy to send it, the telephone conference meeting number, to the committee members. Okay. I will send it.
Wait a minute, please. Wait a minute, please. How will people know? What if people want to be on the committee?
The list of members of who's on the Finance Committee has already been sent to KPFTX, and you should receive a notification of that meeting, which would have that number on it. And if someone else wants to be on that committee, I would suggest that they tell me now or call me so I can get them onto the call, because the committee already has, I think, 13 people on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be happy to, you know, invite other people if they would like to.
So if anybody else wants to serve on the committee, they should call you.
Yes.
Okay.
Or contact the secretary if they feel they they're not getting any response from me. There are 16 people on that committee right now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there are only 15 because Rhonda Gardner is no longer on that committee.
Okay.
There's one person on that committee
attended
a meeting that's not an LSB meeting. I'm not an LSB member. So moving on to the Goals Committee, Sandy Wyman was selected convener. I was selected convener of development, so I have convened that meeting. The four people who said they wanted to be on the COI, which does not include the national board member, those people were Adriana Casanave, Susie Moreno, Nancy Sabarnar-Tomi, and Rita Washington. Rhonda Garner was convener of the MSRC. She's no longer on the LSB, so we need to do something about that. And our local governments committee, the convener was supposed to be Sandra Rawline.
And Sandra, are you on the line?
There's also a facilities committee, but I guess we don't have to worry about that for now unless they want
not
to.
Not right now. Yeah.
Unless they want to meet by mail, by telephone conference.
I'm on the line, Madam Chair. This is Sandra. And as previously stated, I will be convening the governance committee of the local station board within the next 2 weeks. I will send everything out by email. And those that are interested can respond and show up. As far as the MSRC, if nobody else wants to volunteer to convene that meeting, I will convene that meeting as well. Same process.
Okay.
Send out the information.
Thank you.
And whoever wants to show up can. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark requests the floor.
Yes. Go ahead, Dwayne.
What do we have left on the agenda? I would like to get to Robert's motion and just expedite this business of whoever needs to publish the meeting on the LSB trail, and people will show up accordingly.
That's a good idea. Yes.
Let's get to the members of the day.
Let the people who are convening put it up on the LSB thing, and people will join from there. That's fine. Thank you. Anything else?
Madam Chair, this is Patrick Stack.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to move, since I feel like we've already covered it, that we could either just skip over or very rapidly pass over the motion regarding me and the station and whatnot.
Second.
I believe
it. It's up to the board.
Where is it?
It's on the agenda.
Point of information.
It's second after Teresa Allen's motion regarding the task force thing.
Point of information?
Yes.
Maybe I'm confused. At the last meeting, I was kicked off the call a couple times, and specifically one time was while this was being discussed. And I'm not sure how we have to how we have handled this. Did I miss something? So what is the official status of Patrick's ability to go into the station if need be at this time?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I comment?
You go ahead.
No better going into the station.
Is what? Go ahead, Sandra.
Okay, so it's my understanding that nobody's allowed at the station at the present time because of COVID-19, and I think it's pretty evident that Patrick has been a very worthwhile and dedicated volunteer, and that Mr. Judon Boney does not have any updates regarding things that happened previous to his tenure. So I would just kind of table that for the time being, because we know that Patrick is a valuable person amongst our KPFT community. And when things get back to the new normal, whatever that might be, that he will continue to do what he can for the station. And I don't think, from my understanding of Mr. Boney's comments, that there would be any opposition to that. And that goes for Wendy Schrell, too, and for Robert Gartner, and for anybody who was banned previously. Everybody's trying to pull together. We're all trying to be nice. We're trying to be effective. We're trying to do the right thing.
Reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound. Message canceled. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Hello? Am I still on the call?
I don't know. A ridiculous thing. Sorry.
I don't know what
so
what
that was.
That was
a motion. That was a motion I heard to sort of forgive and forget, and let's move on for Patrick, Robert, who else?
Wendy.
And Wendy. Is there any objection to making that a board proposition?
But Madam, point of order.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes. What's your point?
I think I had the first point of order. Are we discussing the motion? It sounds like we are. I would propose that we table the motion or dismiss the motion if that's appropriate for Robert's rules at this time.
This is Sandra. I think that's what I was saying, that we should just kind of table all of that.
Well,
Fine.
Judon has already stated.
I just don't know.
This is Dwayne. Are you going to deal with his point of order?
I misunderstood. Please. I misunderstood what was being said. So the motion was to table this.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Is there anybody who would like to speak in opposition?
Richard to the
bill request for information.
I heard Richard first, and then Bill.
I would like to call us back to the orders of the day.
Absolutely.
Where we stand, where we stand on the agenda is that the committee reports, as I understand, are completed now. So the next thing on the agenda is that first motion, and that's what we ought to, that's what we need to consider first.
And what was your first motion?
Right down the line. It's the first one on that list. Motion by
motion on the floor.
May I finish talking, please?
Ariana was before you, Richard.
No, she wasn't. God damn it. Come on.
She was.
Motion.
Hey, decorum now. Decorum.
Oh, shit.
Well, Dwayne Lark had a point of order.
Yeah, sure I did. I just dunked on.
What was Dwayne's point of order?
I was told to speak, so I'll shut up. God damn it. Jesus.
Richard, just a minute. If Dwayne had a point of order before that, prior to that, it was my mistake, and you don't ride off on the wrong horse. What was your point of order,
Madam Chair? My point of order was, as Richard is trying to move us with the orders of the day, Sandra, I appreciate her comments, but we don't get to tell the GM and we don't get to interpret what he says if he hasn't said it. So I believe all of that was nice words, but we ought not be taking that up because it's not the board's job to determine who's going to be forgiven for what as it relates to going into that station. Notwithstanding the fact nobody's going in the station, Sandra underlined that point. But we ought to be dealing with what's on the agenda, which Richard is trying to get us to.
Okay. Point taken. I do respect and like the sentiment that it's time to forgive and forget, but that is not official business. All right. Richard, go ahead.
I don't
request
have a copy.
Information, Nancy.
Oh, come on.
It's Richard's time. Would you wait, please, or put your name on the stack or call afterwards?
Request for information trumps Richard.
Jesus.
What's your point of information?
Yes, I got dropped off, or I could not hear. Were the convener for the KPFC governance and the MSRC and the programming, were they discussed at all?
No.
Okay, then
Madam Chair, this is Sandra, and I would like to correct that.
Okay.
I am convening the governance and the MSRC within the next 2 weeks. I will be sending out a phone number and a code so that everybody who wants to participate can.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Request for information.
Yes.
Nancy.
What's the information you need?
I understood. You're talking about PMB governance or KPFT governance?
We're talking about KPFT. We aren't deciding
I'm talking about KPFT governance committee. My comments were that on the national level, there was little to no interest from KPFT to serve on the governance committee. It's kind of like everybody thought that now that the bylaws didn't pass, it was all a wash, but it isn't. So there will be a convening of the governance committee on the local level, and I will send out that information, and anybody who's interested can participate. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nancy, I have something a little different. Ted Weiskall and Nancy Cyber-Arnotti told me volunteered to be on the national governance, and we were decided at the last meeting. So are you saying the national governance is not going to exist?
No, I'm not saying that at all, Nancy. I'm saying that a previous comment was that the PNB elections for national board members are underway, and there was very little interest on the PNB level for people to serve, and nobody from KPFT PMB directors volunteered to be on that committee. So it's kind of a moot point. You know, we start at the local level, and what we can produce, we share with the national level, and then we go forward from there.
Madam Chair,
thank
this is
you.
Dwayne Lark.
Thank you.
I'd like to clarify a bit of what Ms. Rollins just pointed out regarding the PNB.
Okay.
I think I can give a bit more clarity to it since I am an elected vice chair. I think she misinterpreted what happened. in the selection or election of the PMB governors. There are five people at the national level that have volunteered, and I understood her to be one of them. I may be mistaken, but I want the clarity to be on this line to understand that there's no belief among the people that I've talked to on the PNB that everything is hunky-dory and that governance will not be addressed, as I stated. I believe she's one of the five, and it's understood that it's an open committee. It's not a committee that we vote for individuals on, so anyone on the PNB can join it and become a member, as well as there are a potential of at least 10 individuals who are coming from the local station boards. So I think Ms. Ryland misinterpreted the governance committee at the Pacifica national level, because I think five people are a significant start with governance. And then, as she stated, those who want to chime in from the local level, I think, can do great work. But she's also correct to say that if the local LSBs want to send up some governance issues, then they would be obliged to do that, but it certainly would still go through a national governance committee.
Okay.
Or it go directly to the PNB. So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes.
Just for clarification, when Dwayne Lark was chairing that meeting, he called for volunteers to be on the governance committee. There were volunteers from four stations and none from KPFT. So there will be a governance committee on the national level. There is no election for anyone because there was no competition in that regard. So I'm not saying that the national level does not care about governance, but nobody jumped in, so to speak. So we'll start at the local level, and we'll forward on to the national level, and we'll see where it goes from there. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Richard,
Bill.
To the stack.
I'm sorry. Who was
Richard?
Dwayne, is that your voice?
Bill.
No.
Bill.
No.
Okay, Bill. Go ahead.
Bill, with a point of order, you know, we already covered this. Just let's orders of the day. We're supposed to
move
adjourn
on.
In 14 minutes, so let's get back to
Amen.
The motions.
But Amen.
Richard to the stack. Richard to the stack.
Go ahead. Richard, next, please.
Chair,
okay.
We did not finish programming.
Hold on a minute, please.
I want to try to clarify something. If you look at the minutes, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 committees, 6 committees that were listed of people that were definitely decided on. The elections mm-hmm. committee and the governance committee require an election. And until we figure out how we're going to do that, there are no local representatives to the governance, and there are no local representatives to the election, because we had more than 2 in each one of those.
Okay, so let's I don't think we're ready tonight to hold those elections unless there are
you can't
only
do it on
2
the phone.
Huh?
Can't do it on
what?
The phone.
You can't do it on the phone.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
To be on motions. We already covered that part of the agenda.
Okay.
All of those
Sandra.
Today.
We still on the agenda.
Yes, and I misspoke. We adjourn in 8 minutes. 9:45.
Madam Chair, I have a motion.
Go ahead.
Motion to extend 15 minutes.
All those in favor?
No,
all those
objection.
Opposed? I'm sorry,
any
what?
No. Any objection?
No.
Are there
on.
Any objections?
Yes.
What's your objection, and can we vote on it?
We're just killing time. We haven't accomplished anything in the last 10 minutes. Let's get back to the agenda.
Thank you.
Is there a second to that motion?
We've got a couple more things that we should have covered already, and then there was some new business that we aren't obviously going to get to at all.
Was there a second for that motion? If there was, we got to vote on it.
Yes.
There was no second?
I don't know. I'm asking. If there was a second?
I second the motion. There was not, but I second it.
Okay. We got to vote on it.
What's the motion?
Okay. Would you say the motion?
To extend 15
minutes. Motion to extend 15 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
And it takes a two-thirds vote. Okay.
By Dwayne Lark.
Here we go. Alan? Alan?
Alan abstains.
Abstain. Okay. Casaneva?
Most of the time.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Crozier?
No.
No.
No. Gartner?
Yes.
Yes. Hope? Patrick?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Who voted?
Is Patrick said yes?
Yes. Okay. Jane?
No.
No. Okay. Lark?
Yes.
Thought you might. Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Martinez?
No.
No. Miller?
No.
Miller? No. Okay. Moreno?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams? Patel Adams? Roland?
Yes.
What was it? Was that Patel Adams?
Was that Patel
Adams? Yeah, Venetia got off the call.
Okay, so that's not her. Okay, Roland.
No to extending time.
Okay, Robbins.
No.
Sabar Noritomi. Nancy?
Yes, Nancy, yes.
Okay, yes. Let's see. Uzel, I'm going to pass. Washington?
Washington, Ada? Yes.
Okay. Weiskel?
Yes.
Yes. Williams?
No.
No. Did I miss anybody? I missed me, didn't I? I'm going to abstain. I'm going to abstain. I don't know what the deal is here. Okay, let me see. One, two, three.
Did you call Wendy?
Wendy is excused.
Okay, y'all be quiet so I can. I didn't get to that far in education.
How did you vote, Richard?
He abstained.
Thank you. I could not hear.
That's because you're talking.
Well, if you would repeat the vote, like other.
I'll repeat them. I repeat them, Nancy. Now, come on. Okay,
no, you
got nine. You got. Okay, let me talk here. You got 9-7 to 2 abstentions. 9-7-2, so it did not pass.
The chair?
Chair?
Well, how did it not pass? 9-7?
It's got to be a two-thirds
you
vote.
You need two-thirds.
Oh, it's two-thirds.
Ten.
Okay. Okay. So in that event, we're almost out of time. Or we are out of
first
time.
First motion by Teresa.
The first motion by Teresa. That's right.
That we were supposed to get to 15 minutes ago. Or 20 minutes
ago. Can you hear me?
Where did you do it then?
I moved that we adjourn because it's 9:45 already, Madam Chair. They don't come the 15 minutes, then we adjourn.
Madam Chair, I second that motion to adjourn.
Okay, we'll have to put it to a vote.
Hearing any objections?
9:45, Madam Chair.
Any objections?
Are there any objections?
No.
Okay, then we are adjourned.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.